It's Tuesday, you know what that means. What the fuck is up? Sorry. It's not that kind of a show. The guys are on protocol, so I decided I'd jump in and do a special this week. Try to help out, send out something for the imaginary fans out there to listen to. So, with that, I am the King of Old School. This is Monday Night Rant, brought to you by Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. Let's see what we got going on here. First off, I want to actually do this a little like the guys for this one. Happy birthday out there to The Rock. He turned 50, I believe, yesterday. Good for him. Didn't realize he was that old. I mean, I know he was older than me, but I didn't know he was that close to 50. I for some reason, always thought he was, I don't know, not that much older than I am. Anyway, let's see. I did catch a little bit of Raw last night. Wasn't overly impressed. I do have to admit, I did like the bit with the Bloodline and RK-Bro and Drew McIntyre. I think that's going to make for an interesting match come Backlash. I would like to see that become a elimination style match. That's just me. I would like to, I'd like to see them do something like that, but I don't think it's going to end up that way. Let's see what else is going on. Anything else that jumped out at me? 24/7 title. Can that just go somewhere? Okay, they turned it into more of a fucking joke than it ever needed to be. I mean, back when it was the hardcore title, it was one thing under the 24/7 rule. And that was a joke then, but at least you had some interesting matches here and there. Now, this all just looks like a fucking... It's a farce. It really is. It just needs to go away. Veer, just like I predicted, was going to come out, fight a bunch of jobbers, and look overly impressive, and when he finally does get in the ring with somebody of any substance, he's going to look like poopies. Wait for it. Poopies. What else we got? What else came to mind? AJ and Priest, that match was pretty good. That's actually setting up for a pretty decent feud, I think, between the Judgment Day, which is, like the guy said, a very stupid fucking name for a thing, for a faction. But I think it's setting up for them to have a pretty decent feud between the Judgment Day and the two, at one point, leaders of the Bullet Club. So, yeah, I'd like to... I actually am intrigued by that. What else we got? Austin Theory and The Miz, the two guys that I can't stand the most on the Raw roster. I can't even say that. I can't even say that anymore because of fucking Omos. Big, stupid guy. I can't even say that. Seth Rollins Appreciation Night. That was interesting, wasn't it? Anybody catch that? Anybody try to figure out why the hell he was wearing an outfit sponsored by Crayola? My question is... anybody else hoping that Cody Rhodes doesn't get a huge push right away? Because he just, I mean, I don't know if he needs work or what the hell it is, but maybe the fans aren't behind him just yet. But he just, I just don't care. He just doesn't seem to have it just yet. Um, the whole thing with Bobby Lashley, moving on, with him and MVP and the rest of the Hurt Business and Almost. I mean, those guys, I'm not going to lie, I liked Lashley back in the day, back in his first go around when he was the, what was he, the ECW champion at one point? And I liked him then when he was using the spear and the Dominator as his finishers. Okay, that's all great. Now he's got the Hurt Lock, which, okay, I mean, I'm all for diversifying and getting yourself multiple ways to win a match. I have no problem with that. He definitely, I think, needs the mouthpiece, which is why MVP was great for him at the time. Now, you got the guy have personality so he can get the belt back. So, hopefully the Almighty will be able to. On a related note, by the way, I did read online. I don't know how true this is because, again, it was online. But I did read that the reason why Vince McMahon has kept the belt on Roman Reigns as long as he has is obviously because they wrote themselves into a huge corner with this and with his acknowledge me and blah, blah, blah. And between that and the releases, the fact that there is no real face in the WWF, WWE that can come up and challenge him anytime soon. But the reason why is because why nobody's done anything prior is because Vince didn't think that Reigns could defeat certain characters. And that's why he never challenged those certain characters. One of those characters in question is his opponent at Backlash, is Drew McIntyre. The other one that was listed outright was Bobby Lashley. Another one that was listed was Bray Wyatt, who I'll get to a little bit more information on that in a little bit. Another one was listed as Braun Strowman. Said that they didn't believe that Roman Reigns would have, be able to pull a clean victory over those four. There were others, but those were the names that I remembered on the list, and two of them were released over a year ago. I think in Strowman's case, almost a year and a half ago at this point. Either way. So that was what I read. So if you believe that, it makes sense. I mean, and it did say that the original game plan for Roman Reigns was to have him come up and be the big super heel. And then the game plan was to have Bray, the Fiend, come up and take the belt from him. That's obviously not happening. And like I said, this is internet rumor. So you got to question the validity of that in the first place. But it said that that was the case. Let's see. I said I didn't really care for Cody Rhodes. By the way, is that thing on his neck fucking growing? Is that stupid tattoo getting bigger? Or is it just me? I don't know. It seems like it's a fucking growth and it's about to take over his fucking face. I don't know. It just needs to go away. It doesn't even look real. It looks like one of those things you give a kid with, like, you know, the water tattoos where you put it on, the kids will put it on their arm with, like, Spider-Man and shit like that on it. That's what it looks like to me. So, back to Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas. The Rotunda brothers, I guess you could call them. I did hear that Bo Dallas had Bo Dallas has actually said that both he and his brothers had ventures outside of wrestling that they both wanted to take care of before they got back into training. Back into in-ring training. Bo has said that he is are pretty much done, and that he will be back in the ring hopefully by the end of the summer. It said that Bray will probably be right on his heels. He said you should see both of them back in the ring by the year end of 2022. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the exact thing here. I have my notes here on the computer, but I did not save the exact quote. But he did say that they had non-wrestling business ventures that they were dealing with. I do believe Bray Wyatt was doing a movie, and I think Bo Dallas was taking care of, was doing some sort of a real estate venture, if I remember correctly. So, yeah. AEW is AEW. I do like the Blackpool Fight Club, or whatever the fuck they call them. I like what they're doing there. That was what I caught from the last AEW. I didn't watch very much of it. Tonight you have NXT. They're doing some sort of a special. What is this? Spring Breakup or some bullshit like that. I saw the hype for that yesterday. It's not Spring Stampede, sorry to get your hopes up. Yeah, aside from that, I don't think there's very much else going on. You have the NBA and NHL playoffs going on right now. I'm from Boston, so obviously we're going for the Celtics and Bruins here. Celtics went through their first round pretty quickly. Now they are down 0-1 in the second round. Bruins last night got their asses handed to them. They're down 0-1 in their first round match. And they couldn't manage to put the fucking puck in the net when they were going against pretty much a backup goaltender. So that kind of pisses me off. So, yeah. I don't have a whole hell of a lot. Oh, the other thing, WWE-wise, over 10 superstars were released at the tail end of the month last month. What did they say, the 29th? What was that, fucking Friday? Thursday? Some shit like that. So, yeah, another 10 wrestlers released, highlighted by Dakota Kai, Dexter Lumis, and Harland. Wow. Excuse me. What is their game plan? What are they planning on doing? I mean, NXT doesn't look as good as it used to. What's your game plan? Since you went psychedelic, since you went fucking acid trip, NXT has looked like shit. So what's your game plan? Let's see what you got. You kicked out Trips. What do you do? Go for this acid trip. So what do you got going on? All right. Douchebag of the week. Personally, I'm going to go with Becky Lynch. Or whoever the fuck is responsible for whatever the fuck she I don't know what they're doing to that woman, but she looks like a fucking clown. So yeah, whoever's in charge of dressing her and doing her hair and makeup and all of that, you are the douchebag of the week, because yeah, that just looks fucking ridiculous to me. So yeah, with that said, unlike last week, I am done talking to myself.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.